HEW, it's me. It's March 31st, 2018. I just got home and I just saw you. It just dawned on me. You were so sweet. You actually gave me a kiss hello. That was so, so sweet of you. And damn, GW, you look fantastic. You look amazing. I honestly just wanted to hug you and just give you a big hug. After seeing you, I drove out of there and I was saying, wow, I miss that man. I miss him so much. Just to have just an hour train ride, just to talk like old times would be awesome, wouldn't it? Yeah, I know I look different, GW. I probably... my face is thinner and I got my teeth all fixed and I get a lot of more wrinkles around the eyes. And I cut my bangs crooked. But yeah, I've been losing weight without even trying and I don't know why. I think it's pretty much common sense depression, you know. And then when I do binge eat, I'll do that for a day and then I won't eat for 3 days. I mean, I'll eat, but I didn't realize my fiance had me count my calories. You ate this, you ate that. You're not even eating 1,000 calories a day. He tells me this. I go, I have no appetite. I make up for it every 3 days. I have a cookie here and there. I have 2 peppermint patties and... yeah, I got on my weight kick, not purposely, it's, I guess, depression. When Ricky left me, I just started melting off. I guess I wasn't eating, and this guy's a health nut, so basically everything's fish, nuts, fruit, vegetables. I bought a meatloaf, and he agreed to it, and then he says, I'm going on the fish, dear. You eat the meat. I had this big meatloaf from Big Y that I had to eat all by myself. It's in my freezer. The man doesn't eat meat, just fish. But, yeah, it was amazing to see you, GW. You look so good. You're so handsome still. Oh, I love you so much. You're such a wonderful man. And thank you for squeezing me in for Wednesday. I told you to. I'll try you around 2 o'clock. Since you're off in the afternoon, I didn't want to be like your first burden. But thank you for making time for me. And I guess just to give you a heads up, I am in love with this man. I really am. And he's amazing. And it wasn't for my sister saying this one thing, this is what's keeping me with him. What's keeping me with him is that she said, I've never seen a man look at you the way he does. You can just tell he's in love with you. And GW, at my age, I mean, I still look decent, but I'm not gorgeous, so. And he's a good looking dude, and he's tall, like, not exactly like you are, but he's 6'2", and I like him tall, ever since I met you, so he's perfect, and the things that bother me are, I notice that, I guess I'm going to get to the point. I guess the fact is he's been married twice, okay? His first wife cheated on him, left him for another, and he had 6 kids with her. The second wife, she left him because of some story he tells me. He had his own trucking business, and she married him for his money. Actually, she was spending it like water. But as soon as he actually shut it down and... well, I'll fill you in on private details. She kind of filed for divorce. And she left him. And I said to him, what was the reason? And basically he said finances. So, that being said, that's the part I won't say over the boo. We will talk on the phone on Wednesday. I have to run this something by you about that. So with that being said, that's one of the reasons I'm having doubts about this relationship, and two, for the fact that the second wife was a Catholic. But why is the third wife, myself, being told? And you know me, GW, I don't like to be told nothing. I'm being told that if I don't convert and become a Mormon, he cannot marry me. But at the same time, my sister's telling me the way he looks at you, he's so in love with you, you can tell. He pays total attention to you in public. He watches your every move, your face, your body language, everything. He keeps you close to him. He doesn't want no one to touch you. You can see he loves you. And I know your question is, do you love him? Yes, I do. I am in love with him. I love his heart. He's a beautiful soul. He's everything I would want in a man that can fulfill my needs. When I say needs, I mean, he can fulfill. I think he's here. Crap. He can fulfill everything. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm thinking dirty now. He can definitely fulfill that need. That is not a problem. Yeah. But now he can't think because I think he's coming up. Yeah, he's here. Anyway, I'll have to end this boo. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you on Wednesday. It was wonderful seeing you, GW. Hugs. Bye.